You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason, on the road all week this week with the Illinois Farm Economic Summit. Three more days to go. Today we're at the Paradise Hotel and Casino, of course, in East Peoria. However, we will be in Springfield tomorrow at the Crown Plaza, and then in Carlisle at Brett's Winery there on Thursday, and back in Champaign on Friday at the I Hotel. You can register if you want to. Walk-ins are welcome for $75, and you too can ask questions of the Ag Economist on the Illinois Farm Economic Summit. Speaking of questions, I have some for Don Day at Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. He now joins us to talk about the weather forecast. Hey, Merry Christmas to you. Thanks for being with us, Don.
Merry Christmas to you too.
Let's start in Argentina. There's been rainfall forecast for there. It's been a little iffy. What can you tell me about the prospects?
Rain is in the forecast for Argentina here in the coming days, which they really need. It looks like the central northern areas, a lot of the areas that really could use it the most, have the best chances. Now, of course, they've been very dry, as we all know. They've got a low soil moisture profile, and sometimes the drier that ground is, the harder it is to make it rain sometimes as you get into that vicious cycle. But we do see probably the best chance of rain in Argentina that we've seen for a while. Brazil, 10 days. So for both of the key growing areas of South America, the prospects for rain looking better.
And then here in the United States, are we going to see some white Christmases around portions of our beautiful nation?
We will. In fact, in a few days, we are going to see the coldest air of the season descend on the northern half of the United States. This is going to be a very extensive wave of cold that will go right into the new year. Watch out for folks first in the Pacific Northwest and Northern Rockies here over the next couple of days. Then we're going to see severe cold, dangerous cold temperatures really move into the Dakotas, the upper Midwest, the Great Lakes, looking at possible 0 degree temperatures or colder for Chicago by early next week. And then we'll see this spread across the Great Lakes, the Midwest, and the Corn Belt, and eventually into New England. And it looks like the trend will be for this cold to want to hold, be very stubborn well into the new year. So what has been a mild winter for many is about ready to change.
For the livestock producers in Iowa, Minnesota, the Dakotas, how cold will the temperatures be?
Well, first of all, we can say with a high degree of confidence, it's going to go below zero. And I do think in areas, especially in the eastern Dakotas, Minnesota area, where the core of the coldest air is going to be 20, 25 degrees below zero, maybe even colder in a few spots, with wind chills going 30 to 40 below zero as a possibility. So hence that mention of dangerously cold temperatures is certainly on the table for that part of the USA late in this weekend and into early next week.
Thanks so much, Don, and you have a good winter break. We'll talk with you not next week, but the following one.
We'll see you next year.
That is Don Day. He's with Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. You've been listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason.